Cinderella, Scene 2, page 19.
Hello, Cinderella.
Oh, you have found mushrooms. Grovello will be able to make a delicious soup.
What is wrong, Cinderella?
Nothing. Leave me alone, Lovella, please.
No, I will not leave you alone. Come on. You can tell me.
My stepmother and stepsisters.
Ah, I see. Life is becoming difficult for you, isn't it?
Difficult? I have no life. You know why I support this misery.
Yes, your father.
Look, one day things will change for the better. You will find a man and settle down and have 6 children.
6 children? No, thank you very much.
Stop looking at me. Honestly, I feel like a goldfish in a goldfish bowl. Trapped.
You know you can leave this place whenever you want.
And leave my father? No, I'm trapped. I have nowhere to go. No money. No prospects. No friends. No one to love.
I love you.
What?
I love you. Well, not in the sort of way that you want to love.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Imagine me kissing a woman. Tear.
No. I prefer men. Real men. A man who knows what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants it.
I much prefer a man with a hairy chest. A back-to-nature experience. A back-to-nature experience? An orangutan.
They certainly know what they want, when they want, and how they want it.
No, not too much. Just enough to... No one loves me. Oh, find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love. Love, love, somebody, somebody. Can anybody find me somebody to...
Oh, Cinderella, you mustn't do that.
Shh.
Hello.
Yes, you. Give me a smile. No, not like that. Can you give me a sexy, hungry, no time for preliminaries, I want you now look? No, not like an orangutan. Oh, stop. Don't move.
Oh, yes, Cinderella. That's the way to do it. Now, turn your head slightly to the right. Yes. And look straight into the camera. Yes. Just a slight smile, like this. Oh, yes. Now, pout your lips like this. Oh, that is wonderful. It's a pity the camera doesn't work.
Why are you like this? You should be happy. Happy? I have to clean for them.
So do I.
Wash their dirty dishes.
So do I.
So give me one reason why I should be happy.
Well, let me see.
Ah, you see, you are finding it difficult.
No, I'm not.
You have me as a friend. Yes, you are my friend, but I need a man. I need a real man. To love.
So do I.
You will find your real man.
But if you find him first, can we what? Share him?
Share him? Share him? Okay. Would Tuesdays and Thursdays be okay?
Well, yes, that would be reasonable.
Reasonable? No, unreasonable. Share him with you? That is disgusting.
You know that the chances of us finding Mr. Wright is pretty non-existent.
I have 2 beastly stepsisters and a stepmother who hate me, and you want me to share a man with you. What would my father say?
You have a loving father.
Perhaps he would agree? No. I have a loving father who I love, but he's stupid. No sharing.
Okay, no men sharing.
Could have been fun.
I am still your friend.
Yes, Lavella, and I cherish your friendship.
And Grovelo, he is kind to you, isn't he?
I'm not sure if it is sincere.
Yes, your majesty, of course, sire. Yes, I am your most humble and obedient servant, your majesty. What would you like for supper, Cinderella?
Grovel, 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 Grovelo. Yes, now we know how he got his name.
I am fed up. Do you hear? Fed up. If things do not change soon, I swear I will crack.
No.
I think I will crack now. Stop it, stop it. You're going to hurt yourself.
Or someone. Stop, Cinderella.
I feel a little better now.
Good, good. Ah, I have something that might brighten you up. I found it nailed to a tree in the forest. Here. No, I think I'll go and lie down before my ugly stepsisters or my bitch of a stepmother comes back. I'll read it for you, shall I? If you must, listen to this. Prince Fraxinello is looking for a woman.
What for? Is the woman lost?
No, he is looking for a sexy, fun-loving wife. He wants to get married.
Marriage? Sexy, fun-loving?
Well, it doesn't exactly say sexy, but what chance have I got? I mean, really, if I don't find a sexy, virile, muscular man soon, a man who can rumba with me, I swear I will become a lesbian.
What? No.
You should have seen your face.
No, I prefer men. Real men.
We are the women who dream of real men. We like the virile to make our heads turn. Take us to center of heaven. The great seducer has made a U-turn. Nothing we wouldn't do for real men. Whatever happened to the real men? Whatever men you find, it's all fiction. It's not addiction, just want to rumble. Nothing we wouldn't do for real men. Whatever happened to the real men? No more rumbles on the ground, no more heroes to be found.
No more rumbles on the ground, no more.